I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Saxophonist, vocalist, and songwriter Grace Kelly's already had a very accomplished career. She's released 8 albums and played with a range of jazz luminaries from Dave Brubeck to Wynton Marsalis and Harry Connick Jr. Now at the age of 21, her new album Live at Scullers is her most vocally oriented release and finds her stretching more beyond jazz. She's performing at the Jaquia Concert Hall in Eugene tonight, and she joins us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Grace.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you've had a remarkable amount of success in the jazz world and at a young age already, but I would think that both the words jazz and young would be a little constricting by this point. Does that feel right?
Yeah, well, you know, when I think of the word jazz, and I guess ever since I was little, it just means, it's funny you say constricting, the word to me means freedom. It's just about making up whatever, but at this point it's like I take the word and I take all of my influences musically and I put it all together and see what I come up with.
Your influences must then range beyond jazz as well as within jazz.
Mm-hmm.
What particular influences are you finding emerging as you go more into the songwriter world?
Yeah, so ever since I was really little, my parents were playing music. They were playing jazz, Broadway, pop, classical. And I actually, when I was really little, wanted to be a Broadway actress. And now, in my age now, I'm influenced from everybody, from great jazz artists to, you know, groups like Quadrin and Rye, and at the same time, like Stevie Wonder and James Taylor. Like, it's really all over the map.
It seems to me like the first song on Live at Scullers speaks to that somewhat. Please Don't Box Me. And I'd like to play a little bit of that. How would you like to introduce some of this song to us?
Well, I wrote this song. I'm glad you get it. This is the reason why the song is the first track on the CD. It's a very eclectic mix of stuff. And I felt like I love all these genres. I love playing good music, so I wanted to make an artistic statement, and this is the song that came out.
Grace Kelly from Live at Scullers, Please Don't Box Me In on KLCC.
Please don't box me in, don't tell me who I am. Let me tread the waters, let me scope the land. 'Cause I'm young, I'm free, I've got dreams to fill. If I don't act now, then I know I never will. Please don't box me in, don't tell me who I am. Please don't box me in, let my heart be free. Let me find my voice, I need to find who. 'Cause I'm young, I'm free, I've got dreams to fill. If I don't act now, then I know I never will. Please don't box me in, don't tell me who I'm.
Grace Kelly with Please Don't Box Me In from her new CD called Live at Sculler. She will be live at the Jaques Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene tonight beginning at 7:30, and she's with us in the KLCC studios at the moment. You know, Grace, when I hear some of your sax lines, I hear the sensibilities of a vocalist sometimes even in your saxophone work. Does that, you feel that echo? Does that feel accurate to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, I think I listen to more vocalists than instrumentals. And I mean, ever since I was little, I was singing along to the words and then I'd play that same thing. And so I think it all intertwines. When I'm playing, I'm thinking of words, I'm thinking of vocal lines, and then vice versa.
It's amazing to have 8 albums out by the time you're 21. You've been quite busy,
yes.
I would say. How does it feel when you must have evolved significantly in terms of the recording process?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, I'm proud of the album that I made when I was 12. Like, when I think back to that's what I could do when I was 12. But somebody just played one of the tracks from it recently when we were kind of going through my evolution, and I was like, oh my gosh, I sound like that. but then I look back at it and I'm like, wow, that's what I was doing when I was 12, which is actually why we recorded the very first album. And now I have 8 out. And I tell people who buy the albums, like a few of them, I say, listen in chronological order, because it's just a growth that's happening.
It's been quite the series of collaborations you've had over the years as well. Wynton Marsalis, Dave Brubeck, Harry Connick Jr., a long list. I presume you've absorbed massive amounts from these masters that you've had the chance to work with.
Oh, yeah. There's more that I've soaked in than I would even be able to explain, because I think it's more like musical osmosis. It's like we're on stage together. All of a sudden, I'm playing things that I just didn't think that I knew how to play because I'm hearing them next to me. And it's like it's a really incredible experience working with people who I admire and have looked up to ever since I started getting into this music.
The new CD is a live CD, and you'll be doing live performance tonight. How does the band that you're bringing to the stage in Eugene compare to the one that we're listening to on the new live CD musically, and who's in the West Coast band?
Yeah, so this is actually the very first concert that this West Coast band is playing, because the guys who are on the CD, I've been playing with some of them for, 8 years since I was little, because I'm from outside of Boston, but I moved to Los Angeles last year. So I got some really great cats, Jerry Watts on bass, Steve Haas on drums, Quinn Johnson on keys, and we've been rehearsing and it's all just sounding so wonderful. I'm very excited.
I want to hear another song from the Live at Sculler's CD. You picked Nighttime Star as something to play. What about this song is special to you?
Well, I wrote it for my boyfriend at the time. He's my ex-boyfriend now. But, I like the song. That's the good thing about it. You write songs for people, for events, and then you get to hold on to that, even if the other thing didn't work out.
It's really dangerous to date a songwriter, You never know what the breakup song might turn out to be.
Yeah.
But this is not one of those. So. Grace Kelly from Live at Sculler is on KLCC Nighttime Star.
You are my morning and my nighttime star. You are the voice inside my head when I can't figure out what's going on. You help me get by simply being you. You are my sunshine and my guiding light. You are the voice that brings me closer to my dreams. You're always there to guide. You help me get by simply being you. A warm spring day, you make the colors come to life. You help me get by simply being you. I'm too high to touch the ground, and no one can bring me down. You are my world, you are my smile. You're my baby, bring me to that higher place. We love, we laugh, we make mistakes, but even through the bad, you are there to love me, there to guide me.
Grace Kelly, Nighttime Star, from the Live at Sculler's CD. She will be live at the Jaques Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene tonight, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Well, Grace, both vocalizing and playing the sax take a tremendous amount of breath. Mm. Is that a particular challenge to double on vocals and sax?
I think the only time where it's really difficult is like coming out of a very extensive sax solo where it gets it builds, and this has happened, and then I have to sing, and then I just, like, I sound like I'm huffing and puffing. So I try at least to think about that beforehand and put a little interlude in between where I can at least take a few breaths. That's the moments that it's most challenging.
As you stretch the boundaries from traditional jazz into more songwriting and more vocalizing, and you've already accomplished so much in these young years, where else musically do you want to go from here?
I think right now the music's taking me there. It's been an experimentation of figuring out who I am musically, doing more songwriting, doing more playing, and it's just, there's a really open field right now as far as collaborating with people, working on new sounds, writing different stuff. There's always new possibilities.
And you were, even in the orchestral side too, as I recall, you did a piece and played with and had performed Boston Pops when you were about 14 years old.
Right.
That must have been quite an experience at that point already.
Oh my gosh, it was incredible. And the amazing thing about it was, going into it, I had never written for violins, cellos. And I had said to Keith Lockhart, he said, well, why don't we break it down so it's a small group thing? I know you're used to that, and I want to feature one of your original compositions. And I said to him, well, I'd love it if the orchestra can play. Like, can I write something for them? You know, can I arrange it for them? He looked at me like I had two heads and said, have you ever done that before? And I said, no, but you know, how hard can it be? So I spent the next month with my composition teacher learning all about these instruments and strings, and ended up writing a 40-page score, and it was one of the most magical moments of my musical life, standing up there soloing while they were playing my song. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Unforgettable, huh?
Totally.
Grace Kelly, saxophonist, vocalist, and songwriter, performing live at the Jaques Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene tonight, beginning at 7:30, on the road touring behind her new release, Live at Sculler's. More on the show tonight at theshedd.org. More on Grace Kelly at gracekellymusic.com. Well, when you approach even a standard such as Summertime, you put your own spin on it as well. Talk about the approach you took to Summertime on the release that's the version that's on Live at Sculler's.
Yeah, I always like doing a little something different with a standard. And so I was actually, I think, just thinking about an arrangement for this one, and this bass line popped into my head. And so it's all built around this bass line.
Well, let's do a little bit of that to close here. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's been such a pleasure.
Grace Kelly on KLCC with Summertime. Thank you.
Thank you.